Hey guys, it's Anthony here from Soda and Tulpas, and did you know this month we have a brand new sci-fi comic that's out on Kickstarter? That's right, this month we're bringing to you an exceptional action-packed sci-fi project for all you hardcore Star Trek, Stargate, and Battlestar Galactica fans to sink your teeth into. Created by Scout Comics published comic book writer Ben Slaback is Exilium and spin-off miniseries Exilium Vanguard. Now, each issue is packed with non-stop action, relevant themes, and plenty of lasers to make your inner Captain Kirk proud. Pick up the latest issue of Exilium Season 2 and the first two issues of Exilium Vanguard by heading to exiliumcomic.com. That's exiliumcomic.com. exiliumcomic.com. And when you pledge your support, don't forget to share it with your friends. And now, on with this podcast.
Hello, nerds. You're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode.
See.
Stop.
We're live now.
Welcome back to the Nerdcore podcast. I mean, Nerdcore live show number 170. Eight? Yes, it is number 170.
I love how he moved himself over, but he didn't put me in the co-host spot.
Well, sorry.
I'm the new co-host, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Put me on back.
Talent relations in the middle. Yeah.
Means less work for me.
Talent relations in the middle, bro. So, as always, is your nerd going to hear the whole show? Answer my wonderful co-host, Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. Welcome to a beautiful Friday.
On,
I got a new shirt.
Yeah. That's right.
Best friends.
Orange Punch.
Best friends. Orange Cassidy.
Yep.
Put them shirts up. I love that shirt.
That's a good one.
Flanders.
Flanders. Right. And also joining us today are... wonderful head of talent relations here at the Nerdcore. Keon.
Chill Zone.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? What's going on?
What up?
Good? Not much. I didn't go to work today or yesterday.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Sick days already, huh? Tapping
what?
Into them sick days?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
You got some anal glaucoma going on? Just ass coming into work?
You're disgusting, but...
I'm just saying.
They can kiss my ass.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey.
No,
I'm
take
not going to agree or disagree with that. And also joining us is our wonderful ho-host.
Ho-host.
That's your cue, Gio.
Yeah.
It's like he forgot for a second.
Who doesn't love dead silence on a podcast?
Makes the world go round.
And also joining us is the luckiest peach themselves, Rachel.
Can I get some breast milk on the rocks?
The fuck is that?
I think we call that a titty martini.
I think we call putting salt over the nipple and just going to town on it.
What is it called? What is it? Sweaty nipples?
Hey, there you go. There's a drink.
Sweaty
ain't nothing wrong with sweaty nipples.
Oh, man. Just the name
good.
Except when the hair gets in your mouth.
Eh, don't mean no damn thing. What's going on, y'all? How's everybody doing today? Rachel, what's up?
I spent most of the day house/dog sitting. So
shaken, not stirred, obviously. And yeah, of course.
And I fell asleep watching David Lynch's Dune with said dog because she was watching the TV with me.
All right.
That's cute.
And Gio, what's up? What's up with you, dude? Was it payday Friday today?
Fuck no. In fact, the opposite happened. I lost $75.
Damn. Wait, what?
I know.
How? Damn. Hey, bro. Lost the whole day of work.
Oof. Oh, ain't nobody going to work.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. All right. Keon decided not to go to work.
I wasn't going to work today either, but it's my day off.
No, I lost the day on Tuesday. It was like, fuck.
Damn.
I'll feel it in 2 weeks.
Yep. I completed my 48 hour work week today. I completed that. But Keon decided not to go to work today. But Keon, how you feeling, bro? What's going on? You know?
Well, I'm feeling good. I just, you know, that job kissed my ass. You know, I mean, it wasn't a mental health day. No shit like that. I just didn't go because that job can kiss my ass, and that's just pure and simple. I'm not putting myself in a position where I'm stressing myself out because people don't want to mind their own damn business. So, you know, I'm just not going in. And guess what? If they say something to me about it, well, guess what? This person did it. This person did it. This person took this day off. These many days off in a row. What's the problem?
Brad, you got something like, you know, Brad, what's going on? Know something about that, bro.
People there's a difference. I've been at this job for 10 years and I'm in management now, so I can deal with it.
Yeah.
Keon tries to deal with it. It may end up differently than what my situation was.
Yeah.
Keon said, meet me at X time and make sure you're ready to take
off work hours, off work property, go to town.
Mm-hmm. He said, what do you mean? You got a problem? What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
What you trying to do?
What do you mean?
That's what I tell my people. off work hours, off work property, not in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Brad, how are you doing today, bro? Your day off?
Yeah, it was nice. Nice. Yeah. Did some dishes, swept the floors. It was nice.
Did you bake pancakes?
I did not. I made waffles last weekend. Nice. They were delicious.
Who bakes pancakes?
Bacon pancakes. I forced it, okay?
Bake them pancakes. Bacon pancakes.
Yeah.
That's a DMCA.
Pancakes.
No, bacon pancakes.
All right. Throw them bows.
Today was just another day of work. I did watch a movie today. Finished watching a movie today.
During work?
No. I'm not going to confirm that.
Neither confirm nor deny.
I did finish watching the movie today. But we went to go eat. That's why we're late.
Oh, I did. So I did do something. I upgraded from just my Disney Plus to now having all the bundle.
Disney, Hulu, and ESPN,
and I did watch an episode of Reservoir Dogs, and laugh my
Dogs
ass
or
off.
Reservation Dogs, bro.
Is it Reservation Dogs? Okay.
Reservoir
Dogs. Because at the
Dogs
end, it looks like Reservoir Dogs. My bad. Reservation Dogs. I'm just gonna say that shit was funny.
I need to watch that show.
That shit was funny.
But Stacy, how you doing, bro? Let us know in the chat. What you been up to today?
Stacy, what you doing? What you wearing, Stacy?
How's life at the good old Mart you work at?
I don't know what you're talking about. Just telling people's jobs.
It was a joke.
On the podcast, bro. Like, I know where you work.
What? Can be Kmart?
Yeah, or Kit Kat.
Yeah. Come on, man. We got quite the show ready for you all today. Oh, sorry, Brad. What's up?
I did watch the Dark Side of the Ring episode on YouTube with the plane.
Yeah.
It's Ric Flair's over. Just over.
No, Ric Flair and Tommy Dreamer, bro.
Over.
What's it called? I'm here. What's it called? I'm sorry. It's been what's it called? We got quite the show ready for you all today. We will not be discussing Marvel's What If episode today because I did not get to watch it. Because
lame.
I mean,
did everybody else watch it? Because we could totally discuss it in front of Raul.
The fuck?
girl?
I think that was the response to your question. So Raul didn't have to have a whole conversation about like, blow out, kick you all off the podcast. Somebody in the back said, no!
A whole lot of nothing. A day off. Did pick up Dune on 4K as well, though.
Like the first Dune?
Dune 1984, yeah.
Like the original Dune?
Yeah.
Why?
They put it on 4K.
Side note, Angel Bassett got a wax figure.
But instead of talking about Marvel's What If, at the end of the show, we will be talking about that new, well, not new, because it's the first one, the first trailer for Nightmare Alley, the upcoming Guillermo del Toro film that, that's coming at the, I believe, if I'm correct. But, we'll be talking about that today. But, How is the, wait, Rachel, are you watching the 4K Restored?
No.
The newest version of it? Or is it like, you're watching the, okay. Stacey, have you had the chance to watch it yet? Because I want to know how that looks, though.
You know, I don't give a shit about that.
Nobody gives a fuck about the first
time. I don't pay attention to the quality of the movie that I'm watching.
Yeah. What's it called? Good luck with that. Oh,
Rachel. Don't let me drink alone.
Rachel, you, what's it called? You did show it on the Patreon mini, but not everybody watches Patreon mini pod. Because not everybody's a patron. So you should show them what you picked up this week.
So, I went to Target for a very specific thing. Could not find it. So naturally, I walked around the rest of the store. I went to the clearance section in the electronics aisle. And so sometimes when somebody orders something online and they return it, it just automatically goes to clearance. So this was perfectly wrapped up. It was half off of the full price.
Ingmar Bergman's Cinema, the Criterion Collection Collector Set, bro. Oh, God, that's a lot of movies.
That's a lot of movies. For half off?
Yeah.
I'm just surprised you found it at Target. That's my big surprise.
That's why I prefaced it with when somebody orders something online and returns it automatically.
I'm just surprised Target was selling it online.
Sabrina bought Portrait of a Lady on Fire on Criterion at Target. I guess it was the same thing, that somebody ordered it online and they returned it.
Yeah, I'm not going to question it. Because... because if you look at the clearance sticker, it'll say online only. And that's how you know. Yeah, and it was wrapped up still.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for the World of Wong Kar-wai one as well. You know, if they send that one.
Or Kurosawa in 4K. One day.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
Not going to happen ever.
Probably right not.
Nope. Yeah, that's not happening.
Pipe dreams. Smoking something.
It's good. Oh, it's good.
You,
the edibles be hitting different.
All 8 Harry Potter films in 4K at Target.
Yeah, all he needs is the fourth one, apparently.
Yeah, only the fourth one.
Louise.
Fucking Louise. But yeah, man, it's just another day, y'all. Wonderful Friday night here, spending it with you all. I know a lot of y'all playing Deathloop, bro. Looks a lot of fun. Wish I had a PlayStation 5 to play that on. Because, did you get Deathloop, Keon?
No, actually. I'm kind of annoyed at how much they've shown that game in like the past like 4 years since it got announced. So like I'm refraining from getting that game until about a year passes by.
Yeah.
You get it on sale.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have it.
So
is that a multiplayer?
No.
Lame.
So how
it has a multiplayer that's 1v1, but like
get a lot of cord in it.
But like, yeah, no, not really. It's not. Its primary focus isn't multiplayer.
Gio, what were you saying?
So let me get this straight, Keon. So you have a PlayStation 5?
Yes.
Hey, Keon. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? I want to be your friend.
Listen, if you were as dumb as me, I mean, which it was kind of smart, but it was dumb at the same time.
You're not dumb.
I use my STEMI money.
A STEMI?
Oh, you had a STEMI. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're filed as an independent. Hey, Keon.
Hey, well, Gio, here's my work coming into my into coming into your. You should still have been able to qualify for the third stimulus payment, even if you're
there's
dependent.
A third stimulus payment.
There was a third. Yeah. Yes, there was 1,400.
Because the first one was 600, the second was 1,200.
First was 1,200. Second was 600. Oh yeah, 1,400. Now,
so when does that get to my bank account? Because,
well, have you checked the Get My Payment tool on the IRS.gov?
I did not. No one's told me any of this ever.
Well, it's okay. Thank you for calling the line. I can definitely tell you that you should go to the IRS.gov. And you can
what podcast is this?
Hi, welcome to the Nerd Core show. It's called Raul's Job.
Gio, I would like to just steer you to the Get My Payment tool on IRS.gov. You can check that out, and you can let me know what it says in there, and I will let you know when you're probably going to get your stimulus payment.
We're supposed to be talking about nerd shit, not IRS.
That is not nerd shit.
I don't know if this is real, and I'm looking it up.
No, it is real, bro.
That is real. It's real.
When Raul gets stuck in the training meetings for a month.
Yeah. Bro, exactly. Man, I talk about this shit so much.
Hey, bro, I want my friends to get their bread, bro. Is there a problem with that, bro?
Make sure I got my bread.
Let's do it after the show. God damn.
Fuck that.
Like, they don't need to be looking it up right now.
They
can wait an hour.
I didn't get Deathloop, but I did get Canna, Bridge of Spirits. So I'm waiting for that to come out in like 3 days.
I thought it was funny that he went into the whole spiel.
Bro, legit, this is the first time hearing of this shit. I would have thought somebody at my job talked about it.
That's what you got me for. You got any kids you don't know about? Because you can get the child tax credit too.
Okay.
Nah, unless I pull a Vince Vaughn in that one. Oh,
now, Wood's Money Management Podcast. Up next, Marvel's Roth IRA and the Criterion Top 401k releases. Shut up.
We lost all viewership.
But yeah, man, a lot of y'all playing Deathloop out here, bro. I wish I had a PS5.
That game's been out since the PS5 came out.
No, it just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it just came out.
That didn't just come out. It just came out. That's been on the store for like forever.
For pre-order.
Pre-order, bro.
Oh, that's been a pre-order for fucking that long? Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's why the price didn't go down any. I was wondering. Exactly.
Brad, the Vanguard, Call of Duty Vanguard beta garbage. Is for free.
Vanguard.
Why Vanguard? You hate every Call of Duty game, though.
Dude, because the game is awful now, dude. Like, ever since Modern Warfare, that game is awful. And so
I heard they split up your party whenever you, like, try to do multiplayer. Heard they were doing that.
That defeats the purpose so bad.
Exactly, of a party.
It's like, hey, I want to gang up on some motherfuckers, bro, and you're going to split us up?
Yeah, that's the whole fun part is talking shit in your team.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm not even... Yeah, I haven't played... I haven't touched the beta. I haven't gotten a code, and I don't want to play it. You know, and I'm not... Nope, I'm not doing it. Not this year. Probably not next year or the year after that. I don't want to play Call of Duty.
We want to get it when it's free.
I don't even want to play Warzone. Honestly, I really don't. I can't stand that game now. It's terrible. It's awful. Activision's terrible. The devs are incompetent, very incompetent. And yeah, the game just looks ass. It looks like it came straight out of my ass after I ate dinner. So, you know.
Well, you know. Sir. Tell us how you really feel, Keon.
I will never, and I could probably care less. I will never, like, if I ever get big enough, I would never be partner with Activision. I don't want to be.
No, that's why Bungie jettisoned out of there. Which didn't really help anything. Destiny is still kind of meh.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I'm working off hours, bro.
Oh, well, we can stop the convo. I don't want you to be working off the clock.
Nah, don't worry. You're my friend, bro. I don't care. What's it called? But yeah, don't worry. You know, I'll advise you on what will possibly happen if you never get that check, bro. So don't worry. But yeah. What's it called? Just I haven't gotten the beta yet. I wanted to play it, but I'm like, I don't know, man. Last time I got the Call of Duty beta for Cold War, I played like one day, and then that was it. And Brad played most of the weekend, but I didn't get to play anything else after that one day I played. But I'm really excited to see what's that first movie you watch from that box set, Rachel. I wonder if you'll follow like the the year or the whole film festival thing that they have in there, because they have it like organized like a film festival. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, what are we finna watch, Rachel?
Yeah,
I cannot say.
Yeah, I will tell you. You should definitely give that set to Gio for specific reasons.
I'm keeping secrets.
Keeping secrets. I'd love to watch the movie with you.
Yeah, would love to watch the movie with you.
That
yeah.
I can explain after the show.
All right. So
big summer blowout.
Anybody got anything?
It is a big summer blowout.
Anybody got anything that happened today y'all want to bring up, you know? Anybody like magically grow a third arm or something today? I don't know.
I woke up and my stomach was hurting bad as fuck, dude.
Like, hold on, what?
I had to go to the bathroom immediately after I woke up. And I was like, dude, like, I didn't even eat anything last night. What going on? And then, like, I sat. The other day. I think I was constipated.
That's what happened to me the other day. Raul knows. I was constipated for a few days, and then I started pooping. And then,
again, I say, what podcast is this?
Listen, he asked.
And then
WebMD.
And then the unthinkable happened. So I think it is.
I mean, we usually get poop jokes in this. We never go any deeper than that. Like, now we're trying to solve constipation
my
issues.
Was just feeling really, really like. Yeah,
hemorrhoids.
You should have heard that when he was rocked, in town for graduation.
Rocked by this shit.
Yep.
All right, let's get into some cards. How about that?
Yeah, Brandon wants to pull out cards.
Oh, I got a couple cards for you.
Nothing happened today. I have a busy day tomorrow, so I won't be on the show.
Yeah. Oof. Rachel's gonna go watch Eat the Boot for Love.
Yeah. And then we'll do a soccer game.
Soccer game.
Sports. Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah. It wasn't my idea, but it wasn't my idea. I'm not a big sports person. I mean, I like playing them. I don't like watching them. The two people I hang out with most in person are going. So
yeah,
I invited them to the movie. They invited me to soccer.
Nice.
Okay. Red card.
Yeah? I'm excited. All right. Brad, what is your read?
Based on how I act, explain who do you think I idolize?
I can tell you like a short list of a lot of comedians. Which, by the way, what's it called? Rest in peace to Norm MacDonald. Rest in peace to Norm MacDonald. And fuck you to Jim Bauer. Yeah. Yo, Jim Bauer, bro. I promise.
Honestly, who's seen a Jim Bauer? Who's Nobody seen a Jim Bauer stand up in the late 2000s? Like, really.
I don't know who that is.
Jim Bauer.
Exactly.
I know who Norm MacDonald is. I don't know who that is.
Oh, rip.
Norm MacDonald? What's it called? A comedian from Saturday
Night. No, I know who
Rachel,
he is.
Rachel knows who Norm MacDonald is. Jim Bauer is, he was in a bunch of movies with Dave Chappelle back in the day.
Y'all remember that one time we were on Discord trying to watch a movie and my brother was sitting on my bed playing a bunch of YouTube videos really loud. He was playing McDonald's videos. That was not my first introduction to him, but that's to give you more context of that day.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide if I want to tell a dark joke right now.
Do it.
Jim Bauer's, what's it called? A very irrelevant comedian.
Brandon Chat.
Yeah.
E-I-E-I-O. That was all I was going to do.
Probably irrelevant. Probably even more irrelevant than Pauly Shore at this point.
Yeah. So, Brad, who do I think you idolize by the way you act? I feel like a lot of comedians probably, yeah. But like, I don't know, Brad. Maybe, like, you really idolize I don't know. What about Kurt Cobain, Brad?
I do idolize Kurt Cobain.
All right. Okay, cool. I got that one.
One day, right, I hope that, one day, oh, that would have been a dark joke.
Does it have to be a
person? That was
not. Does it have to be a particular person?
Does it have to be a real person?
No, it doesn't have to be a real person. It can be anyone. My imaginary friend, Tobin.
If you idolize Seabiscuit, that's great. I don't
bro,
care.
You think the golden calf was real?
Run fast.
There's no goddamn gold calf.
Do you think anyone in this stream is a horse girl?
Do you idolize Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh? That's
on you. Brad, answer the question.
Come back.
All right, Keon.
Raul, based on how you act, I would think that you idolize Kat Denning.
Hey, I mean,
respectfully, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I like
how did Andrew WK enter that whole conversation sphere there? I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
All right. I got it.
If there's anybody who knows about destroy, build, destroy, it's Andrew.
I want to party all the time.
I feel so bad saying that.
So Raul, I can already tell you Stanley Kubrick, because I'm sure if you could, you'd beat your actors.
No, I would not. I would not.
No, he would beat his
You just make them do the actors. Take 2,000 times. Like, that wasn't right.
That's true. He wouldn't beat his actors. He would beat his crew.
Alex. If I could just go up to Alex and be like, come on, dumbass, get off the phone. I would.
Poor Sally Fields.
Yeah. Or if I could go up to Luis, motherfucker, why'd you pack early?
God damn it.
But yeah.
With love. With love.
Yeah. With love, bro. Motherfucker, I told you to get the fucking shot, bro. All right.
Calm down, bro.
Gio.
What I say about
get his belt out.
Say about the fucking shot. I said a medium, not a fucking close up.
I said cut, motherfucking cut.
That slate was too loud.
I was in such a rush to grab the belt. Add it to the joke.
Damn, you throwing shit at Rachel now?
I don't think the joke about the slate.
The boom arm was in the shot. What the fuck?
Why did Rachel make that face like they were about to get an ass whooping?
Y'all, he's worked on his pets.
We'll talk about that later.
He didn't yell at me on set.
No, I don't yell at anybody.
Oh, he knows he catch a backhand.
There was one time we had to yell because we were in a room, but we could still hear people because, like, you know, the boom mic is powerful. So even with the door closed, and people in another room, we could still hear whispers. And I was like, I can still hear them. And Kelvin opened the doors and goes, quiet on set!
Quiet on set!
Quiet on set!
That had to hurt the ears. Here's somebody yelling.
Well, yeah, that hurt my ears more than the marker thing that happened.
Jesus Christ, that fucking marker. But Gio, answer the question. Based on how somebody in here acts, who do you think they idolize?
Okay. I'm trying to think of a thing that's not a joke or a roast. okay.
Did you like my role?
I don't know. Part is like Rachel idolizes, I don't know. There's like aesthetic stuff with David Bowie at the very least. Some aesthetics. Right.
David Bowie.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's really the only thing that popped in my head. Like 10 minutes ago, and I can't think of anything else except for the goddamn roast I had pop up my head.
All right, Rachel?
Keon, based on the way you act, I think you idolize Vin Diesel.
Family. All about family. Horsepower.
And how right you are.
Hey. Family.
God damn
Hold
you,
on.
Keon.
1 second.
John
head.
Cena's my
Shave
brother.
Your head for Vin Diesel.
Family.
Family.
Family. All right, Brad. Get another card out.
Okay.
Okay.
This is gonna be a bit now. Every time someone my name's gonna be normal, but the moment someone mentions Vin Diesel, that's what I'm changing my name to.
Jerome Toretto.
I love the pacifier.
All right, Brett, what does it read?
If you could tell everyone you met one thing, what would it be and why?
That I met one thing?
If you could tell everyone you met one thing, what would it be and why?
Emphasis is important.
Ooh. Meant.
So if I could tell everyone I met one thing, what would it be? So right off the bat, I have crippling fucking depression. this is a good question, Brad. If I could tell everyone I meet just one thing, what would it be?
Oh,
run. I thought it was funny.
If you already have it, you can go ahead and go, Rachel.
No, I'm thinking.
Okay.
I realized it took me a second to realize the emphasis of the question.
Yeah, this is like a really good one because I could be like, I could tell you like something really stupid, or I can actually be like real with you.
That's what I'm wondering.
I'm not saying it out loud, Kia.
Hey, yo, bro. Somebody get Gio, bro. Somebody get Gio.
What? What happened, bro?
Bro, what is in the problem?
Y'all ever had those energy drinks called Rip It?
What?
I'm just saying.
All right, man.
If I told everyone I met one thing, it would be that I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck. I like my dick suck.
All right, you're gonna.
Hey.
That's gross. That's worse than what I typed.
I know, that's why I thought of it though.
Got the lip tuck. All right.
Now I gotta think of a real one now.
Try it out.
I got one.
I can go if the other people are thinking.
All right, Gio, yeah, go, because I'm still thinking here.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Gio. I'm an asshole trying to act like I'm not. Please bear with me. I'm doing my best.
I would point at my shelf.
My shelf?
Yes.
My shelf. You have a shelf.
My shelf. And I'd say, Dad,
look. Okay, I'm the asshole.
Yes. I do spend a lot of money. Don't ask me about it. All right? Just point at the criterion.
Wait, hold on. Okay,
my shelf.
What is the question?
The question is, if you could tell everyone you met one thing, what would it be and why?
Oh, okay. Now I'm getting okay.
Mm-hmm.
My shelf.
It's the use of the dependent and independent clause.
Yeah,
it makes it difficult. Probably. Like if you're like, if there was one thing you could tell everybody,
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you first met them, what would you tell?
Right off the bat, I don't like Venom. Don't ask me to watch this movie with you.
Venom.
Or you can replace Venom with soccer.
You can replace it with a lot of things.
Yeah, you could replace it with a lot of things.
Keon, so you want to answer the question?
You know what? I'm not gonna do Geos, but
I think this is a question that like particularly pertains to you.
No, I know, but I was gonna say like I'm not gonna do Gio's bit.
I was you don't know, bro.
I was like, don't do Gio, bro. Come on, man.
No. I would say, I am a very mildly depressing troll. Who likes to laugh a lot? So
you fit well. That's like at least the top bro up here.
We gotta get you in a D&D game, Keon.
Right.
I would probably tell them my wife has epilepsy, so they don't get any bright lights in that fucker.
I can never don't do show
her a Gaspar in a way.
Also, and for myself, I come off as nice, but nope. Don't test me.
I can't hang out after 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Who the fuck wants to do that?
Well, because I'm podcasting after 8:30, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like I see. Well, I live in a rural town, so it doesn't matter. Everything closes at 6. But like, I see my friends in cities during like weekdays going out at 9:30. I'm like, y'all in your 30s? That's fucking dumb. I'm going to bed.
We reach and I both like we're like that's gross.
I was in the Phoenix area one time around like ASU, and everything closed at 6 near the school, and I was like, what is wrong with it?
It was an Arizona thing. I don't know.
I'll take a soda to the goddamn. It
made me mad because it was around the college, so I was like, I can't imagine living in the dorms here. And then like at 6, you can't really.
It's really weird because yeah, generally there's bars. See, and that's really weird because U of A, and because I don't go there anymore.
Where the fuck college students supposed to get a condom at the last minute?
I mean,
well, it was like
there's convenience stores, the gas restaurants stations.
Were open. Yeah, the restaurants were open, but like other stores.
Yeah, like all the other stores close except really the bars and the hookah shops.
Realistically, because I know how bad I am at socializing,
I'm losing the Friday Night Wars.
I would probably just mention my tattoos or something simple like that. Because if I were to tell them something that I wouldn't normally say because my social limitations in my brain, I would just tell them I live in a constant state of head empty, so don't expect anything out of me at the last second in terms of thoughts. It takes me a long time to compile them.
A constant state of head empty.
Yeah, it takes me, when it comes to like serious thoughts, it takes me a while. I'm a slow thinker, unless it's dumb stuff.
Burke, I'm gonna go into it on Sunday on High Flyer, but Brad did watch the episode and I did watch the episode. Shit's wild, man.
Is that the new Lord of the Rings movie?
Oh man.
Damn, I wish I had my sword in here. Just be like, Friday Night Wars.
Yeah, let's just say what's it called? Next time Tommy Dreamer shouldn't open his mouth. Unless he wants to, what's it called?
He almost made it through the whole episode, and then at the end, it was like, nope, I'm fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, like, at first, when Tommy started talking, I'm like, okay, all right.
He kept trying to make excuses for Flair, and there's no excuses to that.
Yeah, and it's like, and then, like, what's it called? He goes more, and I'm just like, hey, bro, you want to shut the fuck up? And then he gets to that last part, and I'm like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
You're done. You're done.
Like, she shouldn't have taken the money. Like,
yeah.
I stared at my face long enough that I realized that my man in the Iron Mask tattoo has the same nose as me.
Nice. So Brent,
are you the man in the Iron Mask?
I actually, like a year and a half ago, I made a TikTok saying, like, they finally found the identity of him. And it was me in like a face, like a like one of those sheet masks, but it was silver. And I was like, it's me.
I will say, though, what's it called? I'm not going to say that it wasn't right what they did to Michael P.S. Hayes. But when they cut his ponytail off.
I kind of laughed at that.
And then they taped it to the door the next day.
That was kind of fucked up. I can see why JR was pissed.
Yeah.
We should wait to talk about this later, though. Like,
yeah. I just say, I audibly laughed my ass off when we
had
to laugh.
I did laugh at the ponytail thing.
All right, Brett, let's get another card.
What's the most unshakable thing about you?
The unshakable.
Unshakable.
What the fuck? Oh, like baggage.
Or just like a core principle.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking baggage.
Like baggage.
Childhood trauma.
Interpreted it wrong.
I think you interpreted it right and like right.
Yeah, you could go with that.
Yeah, sorry, Brian got me with the childhood trauma.
But yes, essentially that is the answer. To be honest, to be completely honest, yes.
You cannot.
Brad answered it for me.
You cannot shake off the fact that. I'll do a lot for my friends, bro. you know, what's it called? You know, like I literally live by it, bro. What's it called? We all gonna eat. What's it called? I don't want to eat if y'all ain't gonna eat with me. So like, you know, it's called. I give a lot of opportunities to a lot of people.
You better say that shit, Raul.
Yeah, my brain just went to a dark place when you said eat.
Yeah, so like.
Like I know that was a week ago. No, I was like, so you're saying if we were stuck in the mountains like the Donner Party.
Donner?
What I'm saying is that if I go,
God damn it,
when I die, eat me.
We all go eat. We all go strip off. We ain't gonna kill one. We all go.
If I know that you want an experience on a set, and no one's giving you that experience, I'm gonna give it to you, bro. Cause I want you to eat too. That's fine. You can't shake that off me. You know, I know.
Yeah, like, I eat them batteries.
Yeah.
Right out of Zoom.
All right, Brad, what's something that can't be shaken off of you?
I don't fucking know. Extra 20 pounds.
A heart attack that's coming at fucking 50 years old.
Damn.
I'm getting it at 40. It's all good, bro. I'm gonna get a little bit.
This arthritis.
I'm gonna get an ulcer. Not ulcer, aneurysm. I have a fucking aneurysm. Yeah. If I stress this hard every day for the rest of my life.
Most unshakable thing about you.
I think I'm gonna end up getting cancer.
What?
I won't even lie, I understand where you're coming from with that.
Well, my community, I believe it is colon cancer that is the most prevalent in Latino males.
Well, what I meant was, like, we learned earlier this year, I'm at risk for cervical cancer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, Brad, you got an answer?
No.
All right, Brad, we'll come back to you.
I don't have
Keon?
The most unshakable thing about me is my ass.
Nah, that thing do be shaking. That thing, you can't say that's unshakable. It's shake.
It's shake, bro.
It's shake, break, booty quake. Throw it around. Don't fake it.
Got a slice.
I was gonna say my boobs.
Brad, would you say that the thing that's the most unshakable for you is the fact that the streets are always calling, bro?
The streets are always calling. You gotta get out there and hustle. Bro. The only one that out hustles me is Shane.
Honestly, I'll come back to me because that actually was my real answer. So.
All right, man.
I didn't thought it was.
Yeah, hey, bro, that ass shakes, bro. I know it is shakes. All right, Jill.
Your money maker.
Brad.
Brad, stop.
Brad.
Stop it.
It's different when I say, you will sing a thing when you make a reference. I will just say the words and people say, ha ha. The most unshakable thing about me. I've had so much time to think about this answer.
Yeah,
he did.
I mean, not really. We've all been making kind of jokes through it.
Yeah.
About Keon's ass mostly.
Mm-hmm.
That big dumb truck.
Roll it around. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think of a thing that isn't just me saying something about how I'm an asshole. But I'm just gonna say it. Most unshakable thing is that, like, I love my friends, but I learned to put myself first years ago.
All right. That's good, bro. That's good. I think I've seen that on Facebook a couple times with one of those, like, you know, quotes and stuff.
Bro, I'm going to kick your ass.
I think I've seen that shit from like a 15-year-old on Facebook. Like,
I'll post on Instagram, hashtag motivational stalker. Quotes.
Nah,
fucking
bro.
Stalker. You've been digging. You've been digging because my Facebook's still public.
Rachel,
what's that meme where it's like she's hurting and he's okay or some shit?
Oh, she believed he lied. She believed he lied.
Anyways, I think
Boom.
I don't know. That could be shakeable because I've been working hard on it, but. I guess for now, the most unshakable thing about me is my impulse control because I don't have any.
Yeah. What's it called? You wouldn't even listen to me when I told you not vibe, but you know, And then you're like, just tell me yes. Just tell me yes. Why are you coming at me? I ain't going to tell you yes.
I just needed one person to tell me yes.
You should have asked me then. Do it.
Well, that's why I put it in our group chat and Kelvin was like, yeah.
Fucking do it.
But yeah, man.
Look at all the shit in my room. Do you think I have impulse control?
That's a lot of pillows.
What's stopping you? The future? Fuck that.
Yeah, I swap them out. Treat yourself. I swap them out periodically so that they don't get too flat.
I'll say this, Brad.
I can't say shit. Look at this. Look at all this.
I'll say this about the streets, Brad. Certified Lover Boy is boring as shit, right? But it might have one of my favorite lines that Drake's ever made. The way you see
Chanel, not the lesbian one, is it?
No. The way you see Chanel God. Is the way I want you to see me. The way you talk to Chanel is the way I want you to talk to me. That raw shit, that honesty.
That's still like, horrible. That's a horrible, it's horrible line. Bro, that's like, a horrible line. Like, a good line for Drake is horrible in every other instance.
Bro, you know what? Come on, bro. That's
yes, Rachel.
I have a more lighthearted. I have a more lighthearted answer.
Okay.
What's up?
Go for it.
The most unshakable thing about me is that I'm queer.
All right.
Yeah, I almost said that. I did almost say be like gay, but like the way I was gonna say it was like I was like gonna use a word I don't use, and I was like, that's not worth it.
It's just the community.
I was gonna say gay, and then I'm like, you know, sometimes I switch it up.
Yeah.
Hello, LGBT community.
I love your lights.
Love your lights. Oh my god, but yeah, I mean, Brad, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That line, that fucking bar slaps, bro. I'm gonna lie, bro. I like that bar, bro.
I like one song out of that whole album. Your brother is just a Drake stan.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is. Ew. Like, at least I liked half of Kanye's album.
Ew. Yeah.
You know,
half. The first half is good, and then it's like, not. Nah.
I still have that Drake, not the Drake, that Kanye thing stuck in my fucking head. Like, stuck in my head, bro.
Whose house is that?
Mine, bro.
Hold okay.
Damn, with the mixer, too?
We're all looking around like, who's
that? I wasn't. I knew
okay,
exactly
so, Brad, you hadn't answered.
I don't know. I don't know what's the most unshakable thing about me. Like, I don't know.
It's like what
my responsibilities. Like, I always put my responsibilities above me. So like, I could totally like take a vacation like right now, but I won't because I have dogs, a wife, and you know all this other shit that I will put before myself, which will probably put me in an early grave. So
I think
that's why there's alcohol.
Rephrase that.
Okay,
well, and make it sound positive.
I think you're the. Provider. Yeah, exactly. Jill. I think the most unshakable thing about me is that regardless of what happens to me in my life, whatever I go through, I will always find the positive and good things to reminisce and make myself feel better.
You can make some money on that.
Do you just have like short clips on your phone of just like us being stupid? You're like, that was funny. That was funny.
No, but
that
I do.
That wasn't
do.
Funny. That was horrible, but that was still kind of funny.
No, but no, I do go
it's
back.
Being optimistic.
I'm a very, I would say, I won't say I'm a positive person because I'm really not like a super positive. What's up, Katie?
Hey, Katie.
I'm really not like a super positive person, but I would rather like be stronger for the people around me that are going through something and help uplift them instead of, you know, letting them sit back and feel sad and depressed all the time.
Nah, I'm gonna just you sit there and be depressed. Feel it.
Yeah.
I'm playing around.
Damn.
No, I'm fucking around.
Same way, though, except it was like a learned thing because the people in my household are very negative people. So I had to learn how to like find the happy moments in everything. And that's why, like, when something goes wrong, I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Like, you know, we keep going. You'll have another chance, whatever. Even though in here things are not good, I still, in terms of the outside, I try to keep everything up.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Goldblum is right when he says, finds a way.
Life.
I still can't believe Brad has the sexy pose. What's it called? Funko Pop.
I remember when it came out and I could not find it anywhere.
I still
sexy
want it.
Jutsu?
No, the sexy pose from Jurassic Park.
Let me go find it somewhere on here.
Yeah. It's the. Have you seen Jurassic Park before, Keon? The original?
No, you I don't want it. Her into
it. Yeah. Yeah, you have it, bro.
I think it's on Netflix right now. Oh, no. It's on HBO Max.
Hold on. I want to break this down as a person who has not seen a lot of movies. Don't feel ashamed about that, bro.
I mean, yeah. Look,
well, because show, I feel like there's a few franchises that should kind of have been watched by now by people.
And who determined that? White people?
No.
I'm not gonna lie. The zeitgeist. The zeitgeist is run by white people. I'm not gonna lie to you here. I feel bad because I'm
so the white delegation has left the building.
That I've never seen.
Brad, get out of my head.
White people picked that shit. White people picked that shit and propelled that shit. And so now you feel like you missed out on some shit because you had a different childhood than who the fuck wrote an article on fandom, bro. You gotta let it go.
What I'm trying to tell you is that the white man is the only one who cares if you've seen Jurassic Park, bro.
I mean, I ain't trying about it like that, but I'm like, these things that make you feel bad is because you had a different life than what people assume is the normal life.
And I mean, yeah, that's
when you read
true.
Somebody saying that's a normal life, hey, read bro, white.
That's a I ain't
because I've never seen because I've never seen Jurassic Park.
I've never seen that character before, but seeing their name. Recently,
God,
just God, made something God. Click in my head from a song.
Yeah. Also, so in the blue light, I can't show you because the giant screen is too bright. But in the blue light I have, like on the neon, mm-hmm. it shows this orange. This orange like just brightens up. It's really cool.
Oh, cool!
All right, Katie.
That was a palate cleanser. If I ever saw one.
Whenever anybody says in the blue light, I think about Moonlight. What's it called when? Shala Ali's like, in the blue light, black boys look blue. And I'm like, ah, shit. I love that scene, bro. That fucking scene is.
Yeah, catching the blue light. Yeah, moonlight, black boys turn blue. So that's what I call you.
Blue. All right, man. But Katie, I actually, what's it called? Like Jurassic World. I like Fallen Kingdom a bit less than I like the first Jurassic World.
I like when the Karen gets picked up by the pterodactyl and fed to the giant ocean monster.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts in all the cinema, bro.
Where'd that white lady go? Oh, that's where she went.
Yeah, don't worry, bro. Like, we are celebrating Latino Heritage Month here in the United States until October the 17th. I mean, October the 16th. To be fair, that the 16th isn't including the actual month. That's just when we're still recovering from the party. So, you know, what's it called? We take to 16 as well. So,
you got a lunar
if any
cycle.
Of you white folk, if any of you white folk out there are wanting to explain something to me, or you want to, you know, tell me something specific about your thoughts on my community, I'm going to need you to hit up the cash tag or the Venmo at before you go ahead and do that this month. Usually, I'll sit there and pretend like I care like what you're saying, because that's usually how it goes. But like this time, I am asking for prior payment before I listen to what you have to say. The only white people I want to hear from this month are this one and this one.
I like your mom's food.
That's a short list.
Yeah.
Usually, he doesn't even want to hear from me.
Yeah, he just don't want to hear from you.
It's an understandably short list.
Yeah. I don't know what other white people I know in my
life. I mean, I don't want to hear from white people either.
Katie, you're white. You know, I like you. So, you know,
the most white
Pat,
people here?
Oh, John.
Probably.
John, Patrick.
No, I'm pretty sure I do. Okay. I'm pretty sure I do, Gia.
Elizabeth.
But, yeah. If this month you want to approach me and tell me that you think Chipotle is better than the vendor who's across the street from me?
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with your fake fucking Mexican food.
You need to explain to me for the 1,000th time that it's not trying to be real Mexican. Like, I need you to stop.
Chipotle is like McDonald's Mexican. That's what it is.
Can we talk about...
I'll eat it, but it's not going to be like Mexican food.
I've never had it.
Let's talk about how I went to Taco Bell to pick up food and somebody hit my car in the parking lot. And then 10 minutes later, Raul's in my text being like, this white person trying to tell me that Taco Bell is better. I'm like, man, I am trying not to have a panic attack. And you still Taco Bell not even knowing what just happened.
The only thing Taco Bell has going for it is that I can get a craving box for $5.
Yeah. All that Taco Bell has going for it is that it tastes really good at 2 a.m.
And inflation does not affect it.
Yeah.
Listen, I just like their burritos, man. I don't give a fuck.
I do like the bean burrito. I'm not going to lie.
I like the bean burrito.
I like their little crappy burrito bowl.
Some of the worst fast food I've ever had.
Have y'all had the chicken sandwich from there yet? It's fucking weird. Lord, no. I mean, it tastes good.
The struggle
weird.
Calls for the $5 box, Widow. I know.
The last time I went to a fucking Taco Bell was the famed New Year's Eve, where I like hung out with a couple of friends that we have and had a time where initially was like, did I have fun?
Should have gotten another Del Taco.
But yeah, let's go ahead and what's it called? Let's just, you know, this month, let's just think about next time you see me and you say, hello, mi amigo. You know, let's go ahead and think about that before we say that. Because, you know, this month I'm handing out my cash tag and I'm handing out fish for free. So, you know, let's
make
go
sure
ahead and
hola,
get
muchacho. Make sure you go look at the performative section of Target. All right,
you playing with Raul.
reminded me.
You're going to be put on a blacklist.
I can't get on that list either, Keon.
Hold on, let me... So y'all keep going. I need to show y'all something before we go.
Okay, y'all, you just reminded me of the fact that there's someone who is close in my life who, when speaking to a Latinx person, will be like, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Yeah, my friend. Yeah, there's a hole in the bike. All right, my friend. And I'm like, ooh. The whole time I was like, this is cringy.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
They just ended everything with my friend.
Something. Yeah, like you because it's a person.
This makes me think of
they were like, my friend.
This makes me think. So every time I go to do a meet and greet for a dog sitting dog, my dad goes with me. I don't even try to talk out of it. I'm just like, whatever, you can go with me. And I like hold my breath the whole time we're there because he talks. He does not know how to shut up. And I just hold my breath the whole time, just hoping he doesn't say something racist. Because I'm like, these are strangers that are trying to hire me to do a job for them. Can you shut the fuck up?
Dude, I have that same feeling, Rachel. I am always on the edge of my seat, especially when it comes to banging Discord, because if someone like Raul, I don't like joins Discord, like a random Discord that I'm in or something, I'm like, bro, please, I know y'all aren't like that, but like, don't let anything slip. I don't know. No one I know is like that, but
like, don't let today be the day we find out,
huh?
Like, don't let today be the day we find out.
Oh no!
While Raul's here, Raul's in here. Don't let y'all slip up today. Y'all been doing so good.
I want.
My mind immediately went to Papa John when you said that.
Oh, right,
let me show you something here.
Is this all the companies celebrating?
Yeah. Hey yo,
celebrating.
The fuck is
that
this?
Was one day.
The company said.
One month.
Shit, man! I don't want to get us. What's it called? Taken down. But the what he said. I want the beans to feel like everybody else feels. What's it called when we do this, bro? Look at this. This is the Serape, bro. This is their version of the Pride flag. What's it called? Logos or the
hello LGBT community. Oh, that's not even what I meant to say. I don't know what I meant to say anymore.
Yeah, Latino, Guatemalan, Boricua.
Latino, like Guatemalan,
Boricua.
Saw that today. I meant to say hello, fellow gays.
Totomec. But yeah, look at this, y'all. I love it so much, man. Oh god, man.
Is Xbox, this everywhere on Xbox?
Xbox, you have made me feel like I'm actually wanted in this country now. You have made me feel so accepted here. Great Xbox. I want you to know, Xbox, that you've done it, man. Years of being kicked out of this country. Let me do this. Years of being kicked out of this country. For even being a citizen, you know, being, what's it called, dying at the border when my people cross, you know, being sent back to Mexico, even though we served in World War II and put our bodies, you've done it, Xbox. You've really done it, Xbox. You've made me feel like, you know what? This country has a place for a being like me. So thank you, Xbox. This means a lot, you know? This just, God, man, you just absolved. You know what? You said, Xbox really said, fuck the wall. I'm going to do what I can this month. And I'm going to go ahead and put the Serape logo on, bro.
I love you, bro.
God, man. You know what, Xbox? I know you've been waiting to hear this all your life, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to you, baby. You're invited to the carne asada, Xbox.
You got to say thank you, boss.
Yeah. All right, man. This is, yeah.
Whoa.
Don't do damn this shit, y'all. If y'all are thinking of doing this, bro.
Well, you gotta love once the month ends. It's like, yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck
back
him,
to
man
business.
Yeah.
Raul is one of like the best people who's like really good at like a sarcastic like monologue. He's like one of the best I've ever seen. I love him every time.
Thanks for the logo, Xbox. Like
last year when every company changed their logo to a Black Lives Matter thing, and then as soon as the protests stopped, they were like, oh, yeah,
all right, I guess it's time to go back to hating white.
We still support you if you buy shit from us.
Yeah. October 15th, they're going to go back to like, oh, yeah, well, I guess fuck them Mexicans, you know, we're not going to go ahead and fix the fact that in Xbox Live parties, they call you fucking slurs out the ass. You know?
The theme we have is free, so you can do it year long. We won't.
Also, I love that, the setup, that's not mine. That's not mine, bro.
That's not mine.
Dog's mad.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Your dog's is boiling mad. They say,
mine's on the first floor.
This is a building, a rainbow coalition.
Yeah. Like, there is a really big problem with this because the Serape usually, like, is more so to Mexico, and it's like, once again, it reinforces the thing that, like, oh, all of Latin America is basically just
generalizing.
Mexico. It's like, yeah, it's like, dude, at least do what fucking Google did, or I can't remember what it was, Google, but like, if you went to Google and like put in Hispanic Heritage Month, what's it called, into the Google thing, when you would load up the page, what's it called, the search results, all the Latin American flags would just drop down from the beginning of the screen to the bottom, so like, you know. But yeah, whatever. You know what, man? I gotta go take a piss, and I want to go.
It makes you question what Google's game will be for this month.
There's gonna be a game. There's a game where you're just gonna walk through all of Latin America. You start from the fucking Baja California north, and you go all the way down to fucking Argentina.
I think that's a Peloton. Game. I think that's a Peloton video.
It just released.
Yeah. All right, man. It's your local Mexican telling you that we're going to go on break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that. All right. Catch you guys when we come back. Hey, I'm Rolando Mendoza, and this is
Jabril Newton.
And we are the hosts of High Flyer Radio. And finally, pro wrestling has come back to the Nerdcore podcast feed in the form of a show hosted by Jabril and I. And we talk about everything and anything in the pro wrestling world on Mondays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Nothing's off limits, whatever you guys want to talk about. It is from AEW to SmackDown to Raw to NXT. Nothing's off the table. We can talk about it.
We're going to talk all about it. And if you can get it a day early, you should go to the www.patreon.com/thenerdcore and pledge to the tiers on there so you can get this show and a lot of shows days early before anybody else gets to hear it. But Enough talking about it. We'll go ahead and see you there at the Squared Circle. Oh, yeah. Don't tap out. Tune in.
Tune in.
Hello, 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 guys and gals, and you're listening to The Ladies of Nerdcore. I am your host, Daniela Nunez, and along with my amazing co-host, Ashley Garcia, we discuss many things like social impact, pop culture, political realms, and any controversy surrounding the Nerdverse. Tune in and listen to us bi-weekly on the Nerdcore podcast feed, and we will love to chat and hear your thoughts on our wonderful show. And thank you again for listening to The Ladies of Nerdcore.
Hey, everyone. My name is Raul the Nerdy Chicano, and I am the host of The Impaired Files. The Impaired Files is an interview show brought to you every Thursday on the Nerdcore podcast feed. And I interview people such as filmmakers, content creators on YouTube, and podcasters like Colton Geschwander. And if you want to listen to that early, a whole week early, all you got to do is go to the Patreon and pledge to the $1 tier. Fatality. And if you want to listen to it with the general public, then go to Nerdcore podcast feed on anchor.fm/thenerdcore.
FBI's watching.
And the case is closed, FBI's but it's not watching. Classified. See you guys there.
Hey, it's Ashley from the GamerCore. You may remember me from such episodes as Big Screen Mess, Mo Money Mo Platforms, and Brad Can Read. Tune in weekly as I blab with my co-hosts Raul the Nerdy Chicano and Brad the Random Germ about the latest news in gaming and gush over what we're playing at the moment. Oh yeah, and we got the deals too. Keep up with the latest deals in gaming and what's happening as I mediate Brad and Raul fighting like a married couple. Will Death Stranding ever come out? Will Cyberpunk 2077 live up to the hype? Is a next-gen worth a $500 console price tag? And has there ever been a movie adaptation of a video game that's been done right? It's all on the GamerCore podcast, everywhere where podcasts are.
Hey guys, this is Brad, a.k.a. Young Yoda. Raul said I had to make an ad, so that's what I'm doing. It's supposed to be for Unstructured, but as you guys know, you can freaking catch me everywhere when it comes to this podcast feed. You can find me on the Nerdcores, on GamerCores, on Nerdy Chicano sometimes when I get lost. But for this particular one, I want you guys to go check out Unstructured. The Raul gave me free reign to do whatever I want to do. I don't know what he was thinking. So go hear me talk about LeBron James and Taco Tuesday, vaping, so many other freaking weird topics that chimichangas, that's a good one. Shout out to Deadpool. And yeah, I guess this is the end of the ad. So if you guys want to find me, you can find me all over the place on this podcast feed. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I love you all. And nerd up.
Hey everyone, I'm Raul.
And I'm Brad.
And we're the hosts of the Nerdcore podcast, the podcast that talks that nerd. Not on this ad, right? And we come to you every Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday. On the Mondays, we talk the news. That's the box office, the news of the week, and your trailer talk, if there is any. And on Tuesday, we have our theme review. And on Saturday, you have a Saturday morning review, usually movies that have come out in the week or anything we want to talk about. Right, Brett?
Exactly. Whatever we want to talk about, this is our show. If you don't like it, then you don't have to listen.
We're the flagship show, the Nerdcore podcast feed, and we can be found everywhere you can listen to podcasts like Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. So if you want to talk that nerd stuff with us every Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday, make sure you tune in. And Brad?
Young Yoda out.
Motherfucker, can you stop?
What?
Hey, yo, bro. I just cried through that whole
thing?
Can you stop, damn it? I should have never told you to log into this damn
account. Oh, my God.
Oh. I actually just kept sending you the damn link when I had the chance, bro.
I didn't give you the chance.
All right, man.
Shit.
Look, I get it. The ads are out of date. Dated. Okay.
I'll die.
No, it's just.
How about y'all find the time to make some ads then?
I mean, y'all didn't. Did y'all see in the background? It was basically a fight with my butt on a finger and pushing because Raul kept removing me.
Yeah, that's why I kept telling you, just stop, bro. Yeah.
I'll make a new game report.
Nar. Yeah. It Nar. Just doesn't Nar. Nar. That's the easiest one you can make, bro. Hey, this is the game report. We don't do the show anymore. But yeah.
Still the music is hype.
Yeah, it's just 5 minutes of the GamerCore music on loop. That's the ad.
Okay.
Welcome back, everybody, to the NerdCore live show. We're back after the break. We're going to be talking about this Nightmare Alley trailer.
Oh, shit. Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah, Brad. You need some time to watch it?
You little bit.
Thank you for calling the NerdCore. Because
some of us watched What If.
Well, you know, if somebody maybe was like looking at the Patreon thing and listened to and looked at the episode title and then like, you know,
there's only one area that I watch the Discord. That Survivors of Flame. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, I mean, I can't fight you, Brad, with that. But I bet also, you don't even know. Title.
I bet you don't, Brad. Hold on, Gio. Let me see if this man was being paying attention. Brad, I bet you don't even know that we have a meeting after the show, right?
No.
All right, Brad, this is you finding out that we have a meeting after the show.
Okay, that works.
I'm not even in the meeting, and I know.
Yeah. Motherfucker, man. I really gotta just.
God. He loves right, me. Okay? So... I know what I can say.
Yeah, feels like. Oh, my God. But does anybody need time to watch the Nightmare Alley trailer?
Why is Indiana Jones here?
Thank you for calling the NerdCore. Please hold. Plays the gamer core music. Plays the gamer core music.
I gotta go to the other profile.
Damn. Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Okay, so you're having trouble getting your stimulus payment. Oh my god, man. What's it called? When you're not ready yet.
Okay, I've seen enough. This looks awesome.
All right. So are you good, Kian? All right. So we have been treated to the first teaser trailer. For the upcoming Guillermo del Toro film, Nightmare Alley. It's supposed to be a remake of the original Nightmare Alley, which was like this noir film. I know that it's on the Criterion Collection, and I know that when you buy the Criterion copy, it comes with tarot cards, like 4 cards. So it's pretty cool, right?
No. Nope. I don't play with that shit.
You did not just tell me that.
Yeah, it does.
Actually, I don't mind tarot too much.
Wait, so yeah. Nightmare Alley comes with tarot cards?
Yeah, the Criterion copy, yeah. Hmm. When you buy the physical copy of the Criterion Collection of Nightmare Alley, it comes with like 4 tarot cards.
It's half off on Amazon.
Why only 4?
I don't know, bro. Nightmare Alley?
It's 72 cards, so they're not going to be able to fit a whole deck in there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's 4 just like the usual that they
probably the 4
flip out.
Oh, not this movie, an old movie. Okay.
Yeah. Nightmare Alley. Is it Nicolas Cage working at a haunted traveling bowling alley this time? No.
What did you do in the break, Stacey?
Oof. They did not watch the right trailer.
Yeah.
Nobody did the right shit in the break but me, apparently.
Yeah. But, Yeah.
I was busy doing other stuff, Gio.
Yeah, playing with
like annoying role.
Yeah. So this is, of course, what's it called? The next Guillermo del Toro film. It's based on, you know, the original Nightmare Alley. The book. It's based on the book, but like it's kind of like a remake of the original, but like it's mostly based on the book. It's starring Bradley Cooper, who replaced Leonardo DiCaprio when he passed on this movie. So we'll see how that works for him when we see.
Is there a reason he's dressed like Indiana Jones?
Brad, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh,
Cate Blanchett, Tony Collette, Willem Dafoe, Richard Jenkins, and Rooney Mara, Ron Perlman, and David Stratham.
Ron Perlman.
This is already going to be better than the entire season of American Horror Story Freak Show. I just know it.
I was wondering if it would come up because I was like, if nobody else
just know
joke,
it.
I will.
But will it be better than Carnival, which I never watched?
I just know it because Ryan Murphy does not make good things.
The movie is going to be premiering on December 17th, 2021. And as somebody who has not seen the original Nightmare Alley, This says Stan Carlisle, an ambitious carny with a talent for manipulating people with a few well-known, well-chosen words, hooks up with Dr. Lilith Ritter, a psychiatrist who is even more dangerous than he is. So I'm looking forward to this a lot. This looks like a Guillermo del Toro film right off the bat. You know these visuals, that color palette. That's Guillermo, bro. That's the Guillermo colors. I'm really interested for this because, I mean, this cast is already stacked as shit. Like Jenkins, Dafoe, Colette, Cooper, Rooney Mara, Ron Perlman. I mean, damn, it's stacked as hell. Yeah, damn. So I'm really excited for this. This looks great. I'm glad that. I'm glad that Desplat is black. Is black? No, Desplat is not black. I'm glad that Desplat is back to do the music.
What's wrong with it being
listen,
black?
I know it's your mom's role, but black, I need you to slow up real fast.
Desplat is not a black French man.
He didn't got very it. Much he got ahead of himself.
Bro, yeah. I know our communities, there's a Venn diagram there, but you got to slow up. You got to slow up.
Alexander Desplat is back for the score. I'm excited for that. And I'm just really interested in this whole idea of like, come on, come on. Is it a man or is it a beast? So, and then, of course, the
waka, waka, waka.
Keon, since you got moved, what are your thoughts on the Nightmare Alley trailer?
I wish I knew how to move back. I was about to move.
I got
Brett.
I got you.
It's so easy, bro.
Okay, Brett.
Bradley, what are your thoughts?
Look good to me. I still don't know why he's dressed like Indiana Jones, but it looked good to me. Is this by Del Toro?
Yep. Written in
yes, that'll be good.
Though.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
Is this coming out in theaters? Is this coming out straight to Netflix or some shit?
This is scheduled to be released in theaters on December 17th, 2021. Yep. It is the second feature film adaptation of the novel. Wow. So it hasn't been remade since 1947. Jesus Christ.
Let me know when it's my turn and I'll turn my camera on.
All right, cool. Keon, you have anything to say?
You know what's funny is before this trailer even dropped, I had always heard the name Nightmare Alley, but I never knew. I didn't even know it was a movie. So like honestly, it looks interesting. That color palette that you were talking about, that Del Toro color palette, that makes the movie look phenomenal, like in my opinion. So movie looks very, very interesting. I just want to know why Green Goblin is in a suit like that.
Fuck you, why not?
I was gonna say choose your first character.
Damn.
Fuck you, why not?
Damn. Gio took that personally.
That's not even hating. It's like it's all
don't
love.
Don't do my Jesus like that.
And I took that personally.
Don't do my Jesus like that.
All right, Jill.
You don't like me, lobster?
This is gonna sound real wild. The reason why you're used to the phrase Nightmare Alley is because of R.L. Stein.
That's probably true.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. When you said that, I was like, shit, there was that
book. The Goosebumps author.
Yeah, Goosebumps.
Yeah. That's when we read books. Shit.
Yeah, Goosebumps, not Wheel of Fortune letters. Yeah. I mean, I still read books. I'm gonna fight y'all. Okay, so I looked at this trailer. I had no interest in this movie. Then I started hearing Willem Dafoe in his very distinct voice and cadence do an accent, also attempt at an accent weirdly. And I was like, I mean, yeah. And then I was like, Bradley Cooper's too pretty to be a carny. Okay. This movie is very pretty. It doesn't, like, I don't know, something about the prettiness of this. I guess it's more of like, there's a stylized thing, shut the fuck up in the street, y'all. I'm talking,
y'all.
it's real stylized. That like, when I was watching trailer, I was like, this looked too pretty to be what this is, to be what this is about. But like, I'm also not super versed on Del Toro.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, I'm sure it'll be fine.
So I might watch this.
I mean, I was hoping for a Defoe's impression that he gave in The Last Temptation of Christ.
Spot on, Hebrew, bro.
You know what would Jesus. Definitely make this movie probably even better than what it looks like now?
Cats.
It's if they just put that sepia color over the movie and just made everything look like it was in Mexico.
It was in Mexico.
Just right. A yellow filter? Is that what you're saying?
Rachel, what are your thoughts on the Nightmare Alley trailer? Oh my god.
Yep, that's it. Dead.
You said yellow filter, and I was like, I just put a yellow filter over myself.
I don't know where Rachel went, but whoever this is, I want to meet him.
Come on. Let it be. Let it be.
You want a man.
You know, I live in something of a society myself.
I'm gonna hurt you real bad.
I'm sort of a scientist myself.
I'm sort of a carny myself. I'm sort of a Barker myself. Me
lobster. I didn't know anything. I did not know a single thing about this movie. I did not know he was in this movie until Raul texted me about it. Yeah, I think it looks great. You know, we got Willem, we got Tony, we got Richard Jenkins in the same goddamn movie. The only thing that could have made that better is if Jessica Chastain was in it.
Yeah, Jessica Chastain.
She's so beautiful.
Fucking beautiful woman right there.
Anyways, yeah, I'm excited for this. Technically, I already have a January episode scheduled now.
Shit, alright, yeah.
That'll be our review.
Hell yeah.
But, yo, I just want to say before we get out of here, what's it called? Shout out to Jessica Chastain for calling out you know who at the red carpet. What's it called? At TIFF. I think it was at TIFF that she was talking to the red carpet. And she called out a certain person who's been, you know, talking shit on her for years now. So, Taze Vandoff. She got your ass called out.
Who?
I'll explain after we go offline, Bradley. But, so with that said, y'all, it's been a fun time here. And as always, it's been a wonderful Friday night getting to hang out with all your beautiful faces. We hope that y'all had a wonderful day, and we will be seeing you all tomorrow for another episode of the live show. Don't worry, we're not doing Sallow again tomorrow. It's another live show. Another Saturday
you
live
survived
show.
It. Time passed. Bleak. It's already been a week.
Yeah. Bleak. You made it, Brad. Bleak. All right. From the bottom to the top, let's go
eat
get the
shit,
plugs
bro.
In here. Fuck you, Brad. Let's get some plugs in here. Rachel, where can I find you?
You can find me everywhere at Lucky Peach, LVCKY Peach. And every Tuesday, noon Central Standard Time, new episodes of the Lucky Us Peach podcast. The episode that came out this week on Tuesday is called The Month, and I reviewed The Stepford Wives from 1975.
Woohoo!
Gio? Greetings and bienvenue. I am Gio at MediaMartyr17. You can find me on Twitter at MediaMartyr17. Link tree in the description for all the places I am on the internet.
That's my dungeon master.
Survivors of Flame and Share Club Pod and the Nerdcore.
All right.
Jozo.
Dick Zone.
Hello.
God damn.
Hi. I'm Mr. Chozo. Also known as Keon. Also known as the Black Kage. Also known as the Black Hokage. A Kage who gets no... You can find me on twitter.com/MrChilzone. You can also find me on YouTube/... I do not have my own URL because I'm not at 100 subscribers and I have not uploaded in over 5 months.
Just.
You can also find me here.
Chosen.
I'm here.
Chosen.
I am here.
Chosen.
Here.
Chosen.
Moderating for the Nerdcore podcast.
Chosen.
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 As the Black Hokage, I have a Sharingan, and I am not afraid to use it. So please, stop whispering my name. Stop trying to hate us. Cut a slice. Please. Cut a slice. And thank you.
Hey, they didn't make it work today, bro. It was a pretty good day.
Oh, yeah, all the bots are dead, apparently.
No, exactly, because I put that line in, so they just stopped.
All the bots are dead.
All you gotta do is just ask, please.
Words have power. That's why they call this spelling.
Exactly.
All right. Bradley, the streets, Young Yoda, what's up? Where are you going to find you?
Random Germ. Well, other than the streets, Random Germ 101. Everywhere. At the Nerdcore, _ at the Nerdcore, everywhere else on social media. Survivors of Flame playing Yoda the Hermit.
That's my monk.
And, how you doing?
Expect a new guest arriving soon.
Soonish.
Yeah. Dope. Dope. I hope it's going to be another monk, and then it's just going to be two monks.
All right. Is that it, Brad?
Two monks and a party.
Yes. I almost should say something.
Like that. All right. And as always, you can find me at the Nerdcore. Well, you can find me there. Of course, I'm always here. The Nerd Chicano on both Instagram and Twitter, twitch.tv/TheNerdChicano, youtube.com, and you can get me to 100 subscribers, and we can get that custom URL. And then, of course, y'all, read, goddammit. All right, point to the URL, one of y'all, please. There we go. Thank you, Rachel. I just posted a new review of the Mexican film Identifying Features, which was incredible. Y'all should go read about it because I'm also working on my review for Emma, not E-M-M-M-A. I'm E-M-A from Pablo Larraín. Yes, go and check that out, y'all. Nerdcore.com or where Gio's pointing. Read, goddammit. Read. All right, so with that said, my friends, I hope y'all had a wonderful night. And I hope that y'all stay safe and you enjoy yourselves today. Without a further ado,
you look very French, Rachel.
Bradley, set him out.
All right, Raul, thank you for being host as always. Special guest co-host today, Keon, Rachel. Appreciate you both. Thank you to our host, Gio.
I'm going to turn Keon into the avatar, just you watch.
That'd be dope.
I hope so.
Possible.
If I become a monk, you better make that true.
Bro.
Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters, all those who joined us in chat today. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, all I'll say is use your soundboard, y'all. Young Yoda out.
Fuck no.
My fucking upper leg is stained.
It'll come out.